Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about brewing alcohol. Now, the yeast that performs alcohol produces ethanol, ethyl alcohol, but it also produces wood alcohol. Now, the wood alcohol is, well, not good for you. Now, in small amounts, your liver can clean it out. But why exercise your liver excessively when you don't need to? If you brew up thousands of agar plates with alcohol and test them for the amount of wood alcohol in them, you'll find some with more and some with less. And you take the ones with the least, brew those up, and make thousands of plates. And you keep doing that generation after generation of yeast, mutating the yeast with radiation along the way, and you'll end up with yeast that produces just ethyl alcohol, the good stuff, and no wood alcohol. And then brew them yeast after yeast and check the alcohol content. See, when you put enough sugar in there, they'll produce alcohol until they're about 20% alcohol. And then they stop because the alcohol kills the yeast. But there are some that will keep producing a little bit longer than others and start breeding those together again and again and again with a little bit of radiation, of course. And always check for the wood alcohol, because if that comes back, you got to eliminate it from the mix. But you might end up where you can get like 60% alcohol. And maybe even higher. Well, naturally brewed alcohol that is very high in alcohol content has its own marketable niche. So you can brew beer with a much higher alcohol content, brew wine or brew a whiskey that's never been distilled. It's just natural with the natural flavors. So I think that's a way to make money, especially the no wood alcohol in the system. And then you've got another option, brewing yeast that only make wood alcohol, that only make the toxic stuff to us, and sell that yeast to the people that make ethanol for gasoline. Well, if it's more efficient at taking and making alcohol for the gasoline, and they don't have to make it toxic to humans, it already starts toxic to humans, they might be able to, a manufacturing step doesn't have to happen, maybe it's cheaper for them to make, yay, they make more money, you get some of that money, everybody's happy. Well, at least you are, and I am, because of course, I request my 10% for the idea. But go ahead, go forth, brew alcohol, test it for the ethyl and for the wood alcohol. Make the wood alcohol go away, and I think you'll be able to sell that brand of yeast for, well, a pretty penny. But because it is strictly a natural substance, because you didn't do any DNA manipulation on it, you can't patent it. So once you sell it, it's sold. Now, you could possibly sell it to several different brewers, but we'll see. Have fun with that. And sampling your products, don't overindulge. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.